Bullock.
I hear him about J.B.
Just carry out the agreement we made in with J.B.
J.B. tells me that he will force through an agreement on performance of the agreement. And also on that communist thing, I just again talked to them about that and said I'm just not going to put up with that.
Can you say that again?
On the communist thing, too, I said we just, you see, I had a call in while you were trying to talk to the boss on a few minutes ago. Call was coming in to give me this other name, as they had promised. And I raised this communist thing and said, now, are you going to perform your agreement or not? And he said, absolutely. And I said, well, that means that we're not going to take any statement that you're not going to pick these people up. That's going to be something that has to be programmed jointly.
Well, I'm just telling you, but as a matter of honesty, I think the president has to know that that is not going to happen quickly under this agreement.
Well, it's not going to happen.
This man is not going to do that.
You mean that even if the experts jointly agree?
That's right. We would have to... that is not his notion of the way this can well be done.
That's not G's notion?
No, and he feels deeply about it. He thinks that it would be counterproductive, that it would make more commies than it would stop.
Well, that's
this is not his temper of mind, and I think the president has to know that.
Well, I think the president ought to know about it, too, but that's what the damn guy said yesterday morning, and then he approved an agreement to the contrary.
Well, no, that isn't quite right. They agreed that they would consult with us about it, but my point is precisely that if we deal with these people, we will be in a continuing and bound to, and will have to accept, a continuing process of living and working with them on things that we will want them to do, that they will think they ought to do, that they won't be quite ready to do.
Well, I think that's right, but I think that the one thing we cannot accept, and we did not accept it yesterday morning, we can't accept it now or tomorrow or next year, is that as a matter of principle and policy to which we subscribe, that it is determined that we will not pay, that the commies will not be picked up. Now, if they say that that is a matter of policy and we're telling you about it right now...
That is a matter of policy in this opening phase, and they are telling us right now.
Well, then, that is precisely contrary to the situation yesterday. And
well, Abe, I can't agree with you. I thought they made that very clear yesterday. But that doesn't matter. That is what they are now saying, I can tell you.
Well, I think we just ought to be tough and mean about that one and say that if they're telling us that as a matter of policy and determination, right now they're not going to pick up commies.
Not in the opening phases, they're not.
All right, then I would tell them that, and I'll take this up with J.B. if you want me to. I don't want to intrude, Mac, but if you want me to, I'll take it up with him because I believe that my understanding, and I wrote the damn thing, was that the question of strategy and how best to deal with these fellas was not going to be predetermined in any such damn manner. That the internment and separation were available, and beyond that, questions were to be determined by the two guys. One from by our people and their people.
Well, the question, they were going to consult with our people about all these matters, but they are not. I'm now telling you that this guy will not take the job, my judgment, if he has to be committed to doing this in the near future.
I'm not saying that he was committed to doing this.
Well, I say as an operational matter, he won't do it in the near future.
You and I both felt that his argument, that there was some possibility of sense in his argument, and I know that I felt that it was a matter that a skilled person like our guy here, like John Edgar.
Sure.
It was a matter for somebody of that degree of competence to work out and decide. I don't know what the hell the best thing is to do, but I certainly don't think we ought to say that as a matter of policy, we're committed to the proposition that you won't pick any of these guys up now. And I don't believe that's in accordance with our agreement, Mac.
I'm only saying as a matter of what I predict, that is what will happen, and I think it's important for us to know about it.
Well, I understand that, and your prediction may be true, may come true, and we'd have to play some other cards and do some other bargaining if our expert thought
it was wrong. But it's more than a prediction, it's an honest statement on his part of his intention.
Yeah. Well, that's point one, and you consider whether you want me to make a try on it through the other guy. Point two is this question of the armed forces, which structurally really is determinative, isn't it?
That's the crucial point, and the crucial point is the Army.
All right. Now, it seemed to me that the right thing to do, Mac, is to see whether the Fortress guys would take either one of those names. And if they'll take either one of those names, then...
What do you mean by Fortress guys?
San Ysidro.
They're not going to say yes to that, I don't think. Sai has come in just now from spending the day with them. I think I want to take another reading with him and call you back, if that's agreeable to you.
All right, now let me give you my views, just more or less repeat them for your guidance in connection with the conversations you're going to have later.
Right.
Very shortly, I will have our little luncheon group together, and we will be able to talk to you in some more detail. But we started on the premise, Constitution, yes.
Yeah.
And you know the other phrase.
I do.
Now let's stay on that without yielding it. I think that the Army man must be agreeable. Repeat, must be agreeable. If J.B. cannot deliver that through Mr. G. or Mr. X. or anybody else, then that's going to be a problem. And Mr. Davidson is going to have to tell him when we hang up that you deliver that or else we're in trouble. Number two, I cannot think of considering anything that doesn't make the second phrase of that slogan a fact. How long it takes to get to that fact and how we get to it and all of that is something different.
Right.
But we must have a policy.
Yeah.
That Constitution, yes.
I get it.
Number three, I think that you must submit these names, and if these two will not work, namely the air attaché and the old government up here, I forget his name. What is it, Davidson?
Well,
Gonzalez.
We're talking about two different things now. You better let me come up to where you are, boy.
Right. Well, anyway, you get that, Mac?
Yep.
And see if Cy finds that all names are unacceptable. If they are all unacceptable, then that does give us a serious problem. If not, well, we'll continue over the next few hours to try to grind out some more names.
All right.
I want to make this one fundamental point. The important thing chronologically and strategically now is to find out what the San Ysidro reaction is to those two guys for Army.
I think I'll know more on that very soon. Ben
right.
has just come in.
Right.
I will be back at you when I know more, or I'll wait for your call when the little group is together, whichever you prefer.
All right, you get back to us as soon as you can, and we'll all be together in the next 20, 30 minutes.
Boss,
aye, aye.
You come on down here, Dave.
Well, I'll be right there, boss.
Right.